Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Ian, with my co-host, Ever. What it do, baby?
Hey, Ian, how you doing?
What up, man? You glad I didn't call you Poppy on this episode?
I'm glad, yes.
Wow. Petty. Yeah. Ever, what's been new with you?
Nothing much, just house hunting, you know.
House hunting.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. Just trying to enjoy some wrestling shows too, have some fun, especially with the winter disappearing, hopefully, knock on wood. You know, yeah. How about you?
I don't have any wood right now.
Oh, wow.
Come on!
I'm about to that one.
Yes, you, whoa.
That's what she said.
Hey!
Wow.
Whoa, Ever. Jeez. Mister, let's keep it PG, brother. My Ooh. Mom watches these episodes, man. Come on. She puts them on El Español.
Oh, nice.
Oh, give man. Give me what? No. Anyways, hold on, man. What were we talking about? Oh.
How are you doing?
Wrestling. Okay. But yes, you mentioned about going to wrestling shows. What shows are you planning on going?
Well, I was planning to go to the NWA show maybe in Chicago, Highland Park.
Is this Impact the one show. Where Tyrus is going against, he's defending the NWA World Heavyweight Championship against Chris Masters?
That's the Friday. I'm going to the Saturday. Like, I want to go to the NWA, the TV show. I think Friday's a pay-per-view, and then Saturday's like where they have like NWA USA and NWA, what's the name
Power.
Of the show? Power. Yeah, those two shows. And Impact is coming to Chicago too in April. It's just
they are.
It's Friday and Saturday, so might do the Saturday show. And then like all the indie shows obviously, you know. In Chicago, and then Dirty B, you know, WrestleMania. Oh, we're not gonna go live, but like we're gonna watch it, right? But yeah.
For sure,
a lot of wrestling
for sure.
In April. I just noticed that.
Yes, there
a
is.
A lot of wrestling.
A lot of wrestling going on. Am I far from the mic? I feel like I am.
No, you're good.
Hello?
Yep, hello.
Oh. All right. But no, that's cool. But yes, it's WrestleMania weekend. Very exciting. A lot of matches have been announced. But you know the funny part? I was going to ask you. They haven't announced what was going to main event WrestleMania night one. Is it a possibility that it could be Logan Paul versus Seth freaking Rollins?
I hope not. Because I know they're going to probably switch things last minute. But they say the first match of the night for night one was what?
John Cena
Cena
versus
Theory.
Austin Theory. That's going to be the opening match for WrestleMania.
I think Cena's going to probably, he has to probably leave, so they probably put him first. It's like, okay, just do this match and then go do your movie here or whatever show. But yeah,
so it's basically
going to
be a quick match.
Yeah, hopefully give it like 5 minutes. Give it 5-10. You don't have to go crazy like 30 minutes, you know.
I mean, I would love that. But yeah, I mean, because there is rumors that it's going to be Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte. That's going to be the main event, but they never. They never really announced it.
I mean, do you want it that way? Because I kind of want a surprise. I'm like, oh, you know, sometimes you see a lineup, you're like, oh, what, that matches first?
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the main event, but yeah. I feel like it's going to be, I don't want this to be the main event, but I wouldn't be surprised if it is Seth freaking Rollins versus Logan Paul. Apparently April 1st is Logan Paul's birthday. And obviously, you know, main eventing in WrestleMania, it's going to be a lot of attention. But my question is, has this match been getting a lot of attention? I personally don't think it has.
I mean, I think just because it's Logan Paul, they might be getting a lot more attention. Like people that don't know Seth Rollins.
But
I have coworkers.
How much of attention, though? Attention is it getting that's worth to main event WrestleMania?
I don't think it should main event WrestleMania. I think it should still be on night one. But not be like probably be in the middle of the card. It's tough, like we talked about before in a previous episode, guys. Check it out. Check out the previous episode. But like every match on the card, almost every match could be a main of could be a main event. Almost.
Yes.
That's kind of tough. Like for sure, night two is gonna be Ro Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
But night one, it could be a toss up. It could be. I could probably say three matches could probably be main events. Like obviously, you say Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair. It could be. It could be the Intercontinental title, Gunther, Sheamus, and Drew McIntyre. That could be the other women's championship match, Asuka or Belair. It could be what's
The
the
Hell in a
match?
Cell match,
Hell in a
imagine.
Cell match could be. Yeah, like there's so
Yeah.
many. It's like I think I kind of want that though. I kind of want to just watch it, and I know the first one for night one, but then the rest of them I want to be surprised, you know. But
You
if I
know
see
what
Logan,
else could
yeah.
be surprisingly could be a main event? Now, is a singles match? No. But if it was like a street fight or anything like that, unsanctioned match, Rey Mysterio versus Dominic.
I know you're gonna say that. Yeah, I mean, I think that
That
would be
just became very,
or
it's always
Extreme Rules.
extreme rules. Nah, I wouldn't say extreme rule.
It's kind of like no hold barred and screamers are kind
I
of the
don't, it's
same
because
now.
I see, I like extreme rules, but because it used to be a pay-per-view event,
Yeah.
it kind of, I don't, I know how to sell, but still.
Because I would think Hell in a Cell would be like the last the main event,
It
or the even
should. I
or
mean,
it should be the first match on the card on night two. See, that's kind of hard. Like we don't know. Like you said, it'd be cool too to have Dominic with Rey Mysterio in a street fight or something crazy like.
Yeah, no holds barred match. I would say, I wouldn't say Hell in a Cell because that's mainly Edge and Finn
Yeah,
Balor.
no, you don't want to have two of those. That's too
Yeah.
much. Especially the only thing that will work is main event, obviously a
Ooh,
pay-per-view.
a strap match.
Yeah,
A leather strap match.
like I'm gonna beat some sense into you, son.
A Texas, I mean, even though it's not in Texas, but a Texas bull rope match or just a regular bull rope match.
Where is it? L.A. Yeah,
Yeah.
L.A. street fighting.
LA
Yeah,
street fight, LA
yeah.
death match, Hollywood death match. So.
I quit match. That'd be brutal.
Oh, yeah.
To force them to quit, you're like hold, you're choking them and like I quit. That'd be like
I
really
quit match.
personal though.
Yeah, and then
But it's personal.
it'll be the first father and son I quit match, similar to the father and daughter I quit match that happened back in when was this? Was it No Mercy
No, it
that
was
match?
SmackDown, no?
No, it was a pay-per-view when it was Vince versus Stephanie McMahon.
Don't remember the pay-per-view name,
I
but
think it was I think it was No Mercy.
yeah,
Either
okay.
03 or 04. So probably 03.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like you said, all these matches could main event. I
It's
personally
tough,
don't.
like.
I personally, just because of Logan Paul history of some, he almost got canceled or he did cancel, I feel like it'll probably be best not to have him in the main event.
Yeah, and
Because.
also his brother just he got indicted by the government for for like trying to sell a crypto scam. So it's not best to put probably not best to put him in the main event. Like I mean his brother, but like you know if his brother shows up, it's gonna be like, well, you got indicted by the SEC or the
Right.
government. You know you're not gonna. It's not best for you to be like on a wrestling show. So you're right. He might not be because of like all the scandals going on and trying to cancel him now too, I think. So it's
Yeah,
kind of
some people
like.
are,
So I
so.
probably put him in the middle of the first match. Except for
Yeah.
Seth Rollins. I mean, I want Seth Rollins to main event WrestleMania, but like against Logan Paul, not so much, you know?
No.
If it was like him and Balor or him and it was Rollins versus, you know, Edge again or something, you know, somebody like that. But like, yeah, Logan Paul would see like middle of the card or second match of the night, you know?
But we'll see. But yeah, me personally, I don't have a problem with it. If I find out the day of the show where it's like, oh, it's gonna be the main event. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose, I'm gonna go with Edge and Finn Balor just because this
Personal
may
too.
be the story is better. The story has been a year. It's been a year build up. So has it's for Rey Mysterio and Dominic is very personal. If you're going based on Dominic's story, it's been going on for like the past 15 years. But you know, storyline, it happened back in September. So those two are so personal. I feel like it should be the main event. Rhea Ripley, obviously because you know she won the Royal Rumble. Logan Paul and Seth freaking Rollins, just because Logan Paul is the social media big star, just because of that alone, he shouldn't main event WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And
What about
also,
we forgot to mention the other personal one. Usos versus Sammy and Kevin Owens.
I was saving that for night two. That's why I didn't
Oh,
bring it
okay.
up, because it hasn't even been announced that. But there is rumors. Oh, I'm glad you brought it up. So how, the lineup apparently is the main event is going to be Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley. Before that, semi-main event is going to be the Usos versus Sami and Kevin Owens, which fi gives me which I feel like the Usos are going to retain, because that's I feel that's too much.
The line for one night.
I feel like if the No, it's because if the Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn were gonna win, defeat the undefeated tag team, you would think that would be the main event and plus of the storyline.
Yeah.
But
Damn, it's tough.
the bloodline, I personally think now, since it's not gonna be the main event, let's it's not gonna be the main event. I feel like it should be the same night with Roman Reigns. I feel like they should open up the show or be semi main event for WrestleMania night two. But
So, I don't know if I'm counting it right. Is there 9 matches so far confirmed? Or am I missing one?
there's 13
Eight?
matches.
13 total? Wow. What
Yeah.
matches am I missing?
I have no idea.
Mysterio vs. Mysterio. Balor vs. Edge. Ripley vs. Charlotte. KO and Sammy not confirmed with Usos. Logan Paul vs. Rollins. Asuka vs. Belair. Gunther vs. Sheamus vs. McIntyre. Theory vs. Cena. Lesnar vs. Almos. Oh, Reigns vs. Oh, yeah, Reigns vs. Colt Rhodes.
How do you forget that one?
I know, right?
And
You
then
said 13, man.
there's two tag team matches. Women's WrestleMania Showcase Fatal 4-Way tag team matches, and then there's the men's version as well. So for the women's is Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, Natalya and Shotzi, Ronda and Shayna. And then one more tag team to be announced. And for the men's is Braun Strowman and Ricochet versus the Street Profit, Alpha Academy. I thought they broke up, Otis and Chad.
I thought it did.
Well, anyways, and the Viking Raiders.
Oh, well.
So, all right, well, we're going to start off with let's go ahead and go into WrestleMania predictions for WrestleMania 39 ever. We're going to start off first for Austin Theory versus John Cena. Who do you want to win and who do you think is going over?
I want Cena to win, but he's a part-timer, so I don't think he's gonna want to but I think I would think now that I think about it, I think Cena would win, but he'll drop it on Monday Night Raw. So I would say Cena for that one.
So the way I would book it, so I believe Austin Theory is gonna win. Who I want to win is John Cena. And I kind of agree what you just said. Have him show up the next night on Monday Night Raw, defend the do an open challenge. Either two things. One, Austin Theory comes out, attacks John Cena from behind, ring the bell, hit him with the finisher. One, two, three, gets the win over John Cena. Two, Jay White comes out instead, takes the title off Cena. Or three, Bobby Lashley shows up and then takes the belt off Cena. So,
Interesting.
yeah. And then I will write off what's his name? Write off Austin Theory for a bit.
Yeah, let it why like
Yeah,
if you
just
get an
so he
injury.
no, just from embarrassment, and then he comes back. I will bring him back for Money in the Bank. I don't know who let's just say Johnny Gargano. I'll have Johnny Gargano in the Money in the Bank ladder match, and then have what's it called? Theory take his spot, like takes him out, takes his spot, and have him win the Money in the Bank briefcase again.
Okay.
So, and then have him cash in, either win the WWE Championship or just, you know, cash in for an opportunity at the title. So yeah, but I feel that at WrestleMania, Austin Theory is gonna win. Now, Seth freaking Rollins versus Logan Paul.
I'll say Rollins.
I'm going
Just
with Rollins.
because it's like Rollins needs to win, man. He's won like one pay-per-view, right? What, like last one? What was the last one he won? Was it a Rumble?
35, I believe.
Yeah. It's been a
30,
minute.
36, he lost to Kevin Owens, 37 to Cesaro, 38, Cody Rhodes. And for him to
30,
lose to
yeah.
Logan Paul, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like that thing. Like, he needs it now. Like, okay, he did his dues. He jobbed to this person or that person. Now, like,
Right.
just give him a win, you know? And then Logan Paul might get in trouble anyways. I think he, like I told you, he might get in trouble with his brother with that stuff. He, you know, the brother did.
Yeah, the thing is, that's the problem with Logan Paul, because it's just like he's high risk where he could ruin it in the future, where you have to remove everything that he's done with WWE.
Yeah.
But let's not, we're not taking anything away from it saying this
No,
is going to
he's
be a bad match. This is going to be
no.
probably, this is most likely going to be match of the night.
Like you said, like who
Yeah.
needs it, who and who you want? I think Seth needs it like the most. He
And
needs
he's a
it.
baby face.
Yeah.
So it's like he needs the win. He doesn't need the win over Logan Paul. He just needs the win at WrestleMania.
Yeah. If this was like if this was like Backlash, they got rid of the WrestleMania Backlash part, so it's Backlash. If it was like a
Finally.
non, if it was a non-WrestleMania match, okay, sure, you know, or the Big Four, yeah, sure,
Yeah.
okay, lose that Backlash, but WrestleMania, yeah, he needs to win.
All right. And then also I hate the logic of, let's just say Logan Paul beats Seth Rollins. He could beat Seth Rollins, but he can't beat Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And then Roman Reigns can't beat Seth Rollins. But yet Seth Rollins can't beat, he could beat Roman Reigns, but he can't beat Logan Paul. I hate that.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me when they do that. So if Seth freaking Rollins could beat Roman Reigns, then he should be able to beat Logan Paul, since Logan Paul can't beat Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
So, but we'll find out this Saturday on WrestleMania Night 1. Moving on, Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley.
Ooh.
This is a tough one because we don't know if this is gonna main event or not.
The thing is, I think what about me that I think about Charlotte is that her gimmick is being a champion. That's all it is. Like,
Right.
she's literally pretty much just her dad's gimmick, pretty much.
Yes.
So if she loses it, guess what's gonna happen? She's gonna win it back in 3 months, and she's gonna be a what, 18-time champ, whatever, a 15-time champion. It's just gonna be like her as champion. So I don't know. I mean, how long has she had the belt? Like, what, 3 months? Not even.
About she won it back after the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. So it's like, that's her gimmick. Like, she's gonna lose the belt. If I go for Ripley, she's gonna lose the belt, and then she's gonna win it back like in 3 months. Cause that's her
Right.
all she that's all her gimmick is. She's like, oh, I gotta be champion the whole time. Like, how long is that? How, longevity wise, she's gonna be a 20-time champion by the time she retires, or at least for AEW or whatever she does. But I think who I want to win, I want Ripley to win. But realistically, just the way it's going, I think it's gonna be Charlotte.
I gotta go with Rhea Ripley for both. When I think she's going to win, and I want her to win. As much as I love Charlotte, Charlotte already got her moment last year, and also she got her moment at WrestleMania 36.
This is a
And
rematch too, right?
this is a rematch, but this time Charlotte's the champion. And also it settles the score between them 1-on-1 at WrestleMania, and then later on, not next year, hopefully not next year, but
No.
later on down the road in a future WrestleMania where we may have to settle the score between them. So yeah, I feel like Rhea Ripley is going to get the W, regardless. If, I mean, if she gets the W, can you imagine? It would be, imagine every member of Judgment Day gets a win over their match, and having Rhea Ripley in the main event while Finn Balor and Dominic and Damian Priest show up and they're standing in the ring closing the show. So,
Secondly, who's a heel in that feud?
Rhea Ripley.
She's a heel? Okay, because I thought
Yes.
Charlotte was kind of heelish on SmackDown. That's why I was
No.
kind of like,
Charlotte's both. Like
That's kind
she's, if she faces a heel, then she's gonna be a face. If she faces a face, then she's gonna be the heel.
of. Okay.
Because people, Charlotte Flair is kind of like Chris Jericho, where it's
She's
just like,
polarizing. Yeah,
I
like,
could,
she's heel.
yeah, I can make people like me, I can make people hate me. So it's like, just put me with whoever.
Yeah.
Same with Austin Theory. So let's just put me with whatever. I don't have to be a face all the time. Or I don't have to be a heel all the time. Asuka versus Bianca Belair.
Ooh, that's a good one too. Asuka, I'll take Asuka because I don't know. Belair is a great champion, but I think it's time for Asuka, especially with that new look she has, to
Right.
carry that belt for a while, and then Belair come back later on and take it, you know.
Yeah. This would be a good one. Who I want to win is Bianca Belair. No, sorry. I want Asuka to win. Who I think is going to win is Bianca Belair because this is her first title defense at WrestleMania. The last two time it was her challenging the title. So this is going to be a true test for her, and then at least that way they could say that. Where it's like, oh, you know, she has won and also defended the Raw title or women's title at WrestleMania. Do I think once they get a re once Asuka gets a rematch, I feel like that's when she wins. Like regardless if it's on Raw or Backlash later on, I think Rhea Ripley. I mean, Asuka should be the one to take the title off Bianca Belair, but at WrestleMania, I think Bianca Belair is going to get the W.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah. Let's see. Brock Lesnar versus Omos. Brock Lesnar.
Lesnar. Just skip that one.
Lesnar.
We're good now.
Yeah, we'll move on to that
We'll have
one.
to explain that one. Come on.
Trish Stratus, Lita, Becky Lynch versus Damage Control, Bayley, Dakota, and Io Sky. Who do you think is getting the W?
I go for Trish, Bailey, and no, Trish, Lita, and Becky. Yeah.
I'm going with Damage Control on this one.
Ooh.
Yeah. I feel like there's going to be a miscommunication between Trish Stratus and Becky, where either Bayley would take advantage of.
Because I did hear that Trisha wants to go heel, so this might be the time for her to go heel.
Yeah, because she wants to go he she wants to be a heel when she faces Becky. Yeah, she doesn't want to be a face. She
So
doesn't want to.
you might actually get that one right then.
Yeah, about to find out. Next match, I know the match that you're looking forward. Gunther versus Sheamus,
Gunther.
Drew McIntyre for the IC Championship.
I go for Gunther. I want him to go. He's a beast. He's actually worked his way up in the WWE. Obviously, he's been a beast in the Indies and WXW and ICW and then obviously the other parts of the world. But yeah, I think I for sure he should go for the longest reigning, at least the longest reigning modern Intercontinental title defense reign. Especially the
Yeah.
fact that he's the only Intercontinental champion in the last few 5 years who's been at WrestleMania, right? Pretty much, am I wrong about that?
Yeah, the last time since WrestleMania 37.
Okay, so yeah,
So it's
like 2 years,
been about to be 2 years, yeah.
yeah. But I think he definitely could bring it. Like I say, it could be a main event match too. So I'm like, I would see Gunther definitely destroy. You know, not destroying these guys, but like it'd be a tough battle. But he'll win. I could see him winning.
Who do you think is gonna get the win? The pin.
The pin, I think McIntyre's gonna take the pin.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, because I think Sheamus, I would think Sheamus, but he's never been champion, IC champion. But I don't
No.
know. I just feel like for McIntyre, he could take the pin, and then Sheamus be like, I never lost to you. And then that Backlash, he could have a rematch. Then you know, or whatever down the road,
You mean
SummerSlam,
Gunther?
Gunther and Sheamus, because like you never pinned
Yeah,
me, you
right.
pin him. You know, it's kind of like it'll be kind of an argument, and then
Well,
they'll turn against each other.
that's the thing too, because I feel like yeah, I was thinking that the same thing, where Sheamus or Drew McIntyre is gonna go, they're gonna knock out like Sheamus is gonna hit not Sheamus, Drew McIntyre is gonna hit Gunther with the Claymore and then turn around, bro kick, you know, and then 1, 2, 3, Sheamus is the new champion. A Grand Slam champion now and winning his first ever IC championship, winning a title again at WrestleMania. The last time he won a title, I believe, was the US title. Did he win the US title? Yeah, because he defeated Riddle. So, and also he won the World Heavyweight Champion at WrestleMania. So this would be his third title winning at WrestleMania. But At the same time, I feel like Drew McIntyre deserves his moment, even though it's the IC title. At the same time, so I think Sheamus is going to get the W just because what I said. I want Gunther to win because, one, he needs this win. Getting another win over Sheamus or getting a win over Drew McIntyre, both former WWE championship. And also, he is about 200 days away from tying or breaking his streak. Honky Tonk's reign as IC champion.
I think tying the streak.
So, okay, well, 201 days to break the streak then.
Wow.
So, you know, because he won the title back in June. So that's like, what, in 2 months, right? 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
By WrestleMania. So it's not, you know, it's not far. So I feel like that's when, if he is going to drop the title, I feel like he should drop the title at SummerSlam or Clash of the Castle, because apparently they're going to have another one next or this year.
So two pay-per-views in the UK? Wow, in 1 year?
Rumors.
Wow,
but yes.
Like that. Wow. That's a wild, first in a while.
Yeah. Good on them.
Yeah.
They need some shows over there. And they're going to Puerto Rico for Backlash, so let's not forget that.
Oh, yeah.
The host is going to be Bad Bunny. He's the host, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that was that one. Women's WrestleMania Showcase. Who do you think is going over? I'm going with Ronda Rousey and Shayna.
Yeah, I agree with that one. It's like, come on.
It's a Ronda filler
Rousey
in.
And Shayna.
Yeah, it's a filler in.
It's going to be a good match, but I think they're going to take the win by submission.
All right. For the men's WrestleMania Showcase, Braun Strowman, the Street Profit, Alpha Academy, and the Viking Raiders. I'm going with, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
But I want to say Street Profit. I think Braun Strowman and Ricochet are going to get the W, but I feel like the Street Profit are going to break up at WrestleMania. I feel like Angelo or Montez, one of them are going to turn heel on each other. But I think the Street Profit is going to get the W.
Okay.
I want the Street Profit to get the W. I think Braun Strowman and Ricochet are getting the W, and I think the Street Profit are going to break up.
Okay. I'm going to go for the only actual tag team on here. Like, well, the Street Profits are, but like you said, they might break up, so I don't think they're going to win. And then Alpha Academy, it's kind of weird right now because I think Otis is a Triple M, whatever, male Maxim models.
Yeah.
And then Ricochet and Braun is just a random tag team they put together. But I would see the Viking Raiders winning it because they're going to be like a legitimate tag team for a while, hopefully, you know?
Right.
That's their gimmick. I mean, if they go separate ways, it might be kind of tough for them to survive. But then the Viking Raiders will win that one.
I hate that. Yeah, I mean, they could still have single matches, but yeah, I don't think they'll be breaking up anytime soon.
No, they shouldn't.
Have they ever won tag team titles?
Yeah, they won the SmackDown tag titles, I think.
Oh,
or
no,
the Raw.
They won the Raw titles and NXT titles.
Yeah. So they need the one more for the trifecta, for the triple crown, I guess.
Next, we got the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Who do you think is getting? Ooh. Kevin Owens, baby!
Yeah, I'm going to go for Sammy and Kevin Owens because it's like they said, the storyline itself, like, and then Usos have.
Oh, hold on. You think or that's who you want to win? No,
I know. I think that Sami Zayn and KO will win. Yeah, I predict them winning. And then, but I want Sami Zayn and KO to win. So both answers are Sami Zayn and KO because it's like the storyline and the Usos, they're the longest reigning champions. That'd be kind of cool to break at WrestleMania, and I think eventually that WWE's gonna try to break all the titles up anyways, so there's no point of having a double champion. So I would say Sammy and Kevin winning it, but yeah, because the Usos have been champion for so long now, it's been like, okay, you know.
I mean, it's cool that they unified the titles because it doesn't, because you obviously the story basically WWE is all about Roman Reigns and the Usos, so if they would have had the titles splitted, they're still going to get the most attention out of it. So that's why they gave them both titles.
Yeah.
So I think the Usos are going to retain, but who would I want to win is obviously the guy in the shirt, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
WrestleZania. But yeah, I feel like they're going to, that's who I want to win. And they deserve this moment to win the tag team championship. I believe with this will make them, well, except for Sami Zayn, but for Kevin Owens, I think this will make him a Grand Slam champion.
Whoa.
If he wins the tag team titles, because he's a former IC, United States, former Universal. And, you know, if he wins the tag team titles, bro, both Raw and SmackDown, he'll be a... what's it called? A triple crown winner as well, and a grand slam.
Okay, wow.
So, yeah. Bet you didn't know that.
Nope.
But Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio.
You say Dominic?
I'm going with Dominic.
I would think Rey because it's his last. I think it's his last WrestleMania. I think he's gonna retire probably after WrestleMania, or probably retire later in the year. Cause, but I do want to see Rey Mysterio going out. If it is his last WrestleMania, I want to see him winning at WrestleMania and showing his son his lesson. Like, hey, you just don't, you know, it's like teaching kids. It's a PC show, so you gotta be like you gotta teach your kids or respect your parents. So this is like kind of that kind of match. Like,
right?
You know, you don't want to be a PG show. Like, oh yeah, the defiant son or daughter, you know, beat their parents. It's kind of like, you know, you still want to beat the PG aspect probably of it, you know, like
I think, here, Dominic, here's the thing. Dominic could get the win over, but Rey Mysterio gets the last, you know, he's the last man standing.
Yeah.
You know, he gets the last laugh. Dominic could win by a roll up, and then Rey Mysterio could just hit him with a finisher and, you know, go home, have everybody happy and all that.
Yeah.
What I don't want is for this match to end in a no disqualification. Unless it ends in a no disqualification and then Adam Pearce comes out and say, no, restart the match. This match is now a no disqualification. Then that's fine. Yeah. But I feel like it should already be a no disqualification match. I don't understand why Rey Mysterio is like, you know what? You disrespected your mother. We're going to have a wrestling match. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
No, have a street fight, man. Like, do something.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
but I hope this is not Rey Mysterio's last match. Nothing against him. I'm pretty sure if he wants, I'm pretty sure he has had talks and rumors that he wants his last match to be with his son. But I feel like as a fan, I'm pretty sure as a father, that's what he wants. But as a fan myself, I would like his last match to be against with Edge.
Oh yeah, both of the last matches, right? Pretty much. Yeah. Crazy.
Well, for Edge, I would love his last match to be against John Cena.
Ooh, yeah.
And then for John Cena, I would like his last match and Randy Orton to be their last match against each other.
Wow, so, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. But if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, well, that's dumb.
Yeah. Speaking of Edge.
Speaking of Edge, like you just said, Edge versus Finn Balor, Hell in the Cell. This is a tough one, man, because it's like if it's Edge's last match, it's like it's tough because regardless if it's the main event or not, it's like Edge should win. This could be Edge's last match, and if it's the main event, Edge should win. But then it's like, wait, Finn Balor should win. You know, this is a tough one. It's similar to the Usos and Kevin Owens, you know, because it's like, I don't know who to pick. But obviously, I just gave you my prediction. But this is a tough one. So is Roman Reigns and, you know, Cody Rhodes. So there's a lot of tough matches. Same with Gunther and Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. There's a lot of
stuff.
It's tough. Because it's like, I think Edge should win, and I want Edge to win. But then when I start really thinking about it, it's like, Finn Balor should win, man. So I want Edge. I think Edge is going to win. Okay. I want Finn Balor to win. If and only just because of Rhea Ripley wins. If Rhea Ripley does not defeat Charlotte Flair, then there's no point for Finn Balor to go over.
Yeah.
You know, because regardless if this is the main event or not, if let's just say this is the main event, if Finn Balor gets the win and then here comes Dominic, oh, same thing with Dominic. If he loses to Ray, it's like, what's the point of Finn going over? But if Finn Balor wins and Dominic, Damian Priest, Rhea Ripley comes out with the title, and imagine Dominic coming out to the ring holding Rey Mysterio's mask, and
Yeah.
they're both standing there with what they just accomplished, that's one great way to close the show. And then here comes The Undertaker. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Tombstone's Finn Balor. So, hey, you're telling me that's not a great way to close the show?
They're kind of cool, but you want to
Yeah.
wrestle?
Yeah, The Undertaker, you know, Judgment Day standing in the ring, and then all you hear is the Dawn. Here comes The Undertaker. He could come out as a dead man, or he could come out as the American badass, you know.
Yeah.
Come out and attack, you know, attack Rey Mysterio, attack Damian Priest, Tombstone.
Mean Dominic was there. You said Ray.
Oh yeah, Dominic, Damian. And then Rhea Ripley chokeslam, or Michelle McCool could come out, and then Tombstone, what's his name, Finn Balor. So,
Oh, yeah.
great way. Or even Stone Cold Steve Austin could come out.
Yeah.
Oh well, speaking about Stone Cold Steve Austin, before we go on to the next match for our prediction, Stone Cold Steve Austin may face Bobby Lashley or LA Knight. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I mean, that'd be kind of cool, but at the same time, like, I think Stone Cold, I think she'd have a match. Like, I think last year's match was, like, special
Yeah.
at WrestleMania, so I don't think they should have a match. He should make an appearance, but I don't think he should have a match, you
Yeah.
know? Because it's kind of like, oh, that match was special. Like, he hasn't wrestled since, like, WrestleMania, what, 18, 19?
19.
19? So it's, like, kind of special, like, the match he had with Owen. So if you have a match this time, it's like, whoa, it's kind of just up in, you know?
Well, no, but the thing is, if he does wrestle at this year's WrestleMania, then it would mark what, 20 years from his last match instead of
Wow.
19 years.
Yeah, but. Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, we'll see. I mean, I wouldn't mind Lashley or LA Knight. They both would do great working with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
It sucks about like Bray Wyatt getting injured or whatever. Hopefully he's okay.
Yeah.
But
Bobby Lashley's in part of the Andre Memorial Battle Royal for SmackDown this Friday. Do you think he's gonna
okay.
get the W?
Yeah, I think he should because he got gypped out of a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and that
Like,
WrestleMania paycheck too.
yeah, that's why I was like, yeah, just give him that win. He needs it. Like, he got screwed over because of
Yeah.
the, you know, because yeah, because if Bray Wyatt's injured, right? That's probably why he's out. No, we don't
Nobody
know,
knows.
but yeah, I mean, like, Bobby Lashley's like he got screwed out of a match. I'm like, oh yeah, just give it to him, you know.
I mean, he could be added. I don't
Yeah.
know. He could have an open challenge match or something like that. Have Stone
Yeah.
Cold Steve Austin show up, or even The Undertaker himself.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Now, the main event for WrestleMania 39, WrestleMania Night 2, Roman Reigns defending the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship against the Royal Rumble winner, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes' WrestleMania streak, not the best.
I know, right? Well, he's been gone for like 6 years, right?
But WrestleMania 24, his first ever Battle Royal, he lost. 25, he was not part of. So 26, he lost against Randy Orton. It was a triple threat match. It was Cody Rhodes, Ted DiBiase, and Randy Orton. And what was the other one? What, that was 26. Oh, 27, Rey Mysterio. I think, no, he won, right? He won on that one. Yeah. And then he faced the Big Show, WrestleMania 28. Big Show won. And then he was part of the ladder match for WrestleMania 31 and 32 as Stardust, and obviously he lost. And I think he was in the first ever Andre the Giant Battle Royal, WrestleMania 30, and obviously he lost for that one. And that was the one he was supposed to face Goldust. But obviously it never happened. I'm pretty sure they were tag team champions at the time. I could be wrong.
That's what you are.
Yeah. Or no, I don't think he was. I think they dropped the belts by then.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyways, I believe Roman Reigns is getting the W, and Cody Rhodes. I want Cody Rhodes. Do I want Cody Rhodes to win?
I do.
I want Cody Rhodes to win. But I think Roman Reigns is going to get the title or retain.
I think Cody is going to. I think Cody should win, and he will win, because I feel like it's how do you say it? I don't think it's a jab to AEW. Like, hey, look, we made him champion. You didn't want to, or he didn't want to, but like, we made a champion here. And
whose
Roman
idea
Reigns,
was that for Cody Rhodes to face Chris Jericho, and if he loses to Chris Jericho, he would never get an opportunity at the AEW World Heavyweight Champion.
I think that was just a collective. I think. I don't know. It might have just been Cody Rhodes, because he's like, oh, I don't want to be the executive who takes the belt. You know, like, he doesn't want to be a Triple H. But now you look back, like, that could have helped AEW a lot as Cody Rhodes is champion. Now it's WWE has the opportunity to make him champion. I'm like, well, they didn't want to do that. He won't do it over there. He's not an executive here. Let's do it here. And then Rhodes, I think Cody Rhodes is going to win because obviously, like, he's a comeback story. You know, he like, you know, Roman Reigns said, like, oh, he left. He could have won a title over there, but he didn't want to, because he didn't want to be the executive. He didn't want to be a Triple H, you know, like, because that was kind of like his like big spiel in AEW when he started, like, oh, I'm not a Triple H, you know.
Yeah, like, but they could always like overrode
like redacted
it.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, like they could have fought for, he could have figured out a story where he's like,
yeah,
Tony Khan could have been like, sorry, you can't be AEW champion, or you could go after, unless you face the guy who basically is the reason why you can't go after the AEW championship.
Yeah.
Go face Chris Jericho at this pay-per-view. If you beat Chris Jericho, then I'll put you in the number one contender spot.
Yeah,
you
they
know?
They missed out on that. But yeah, I would say that Cody should win, because also like the story with his father about him, like, you know, like the storyline there.
The
And
Rose first,
yeah.
He's gonna be the first Rose to main event WrestleMania.
Yeah, and also Roman say he's gonna take a break until SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
So I know for sure, like, you don't want a champion to be gone for what? Like, what was SummerSlam? August? Like 4 months? That's a long time for the
Right.
champion not to be on television.
But he's going to go over the $1,000 days. Days.
$1,000. $1,000?
A
1,000
days.
Oh, okay. I was like,
he's going to go over 1,000 days as
okay.
champion.
Yeah, but I'm like, but I mean, it doesn't mean as much. Like back then when Bruno Sammartino did it, he defended the belt. He was on every show every night, you know, like on mess. He wrestled like three times, I think twice a week, you know, every week he wrestled. He probably defended the belt every other week too. So
Right.
it's kind of like a different meaning. Now it's like, okay, yeah, your reign, you could take 4 months off. We'll include that into your days. Back then they would freaking wrestle every week, you know? So I think it's yeah, it's a kind of like a thousand with an asterisk, you know, like a little star on the top of a thousand. Like, yeah, you got 1,000 days because you didn't defend the belt. You didn't work for 4 months or 6 months, you know. So it's kind of like not the same kind of like special. Like if he defended it every show or whatever, like, you know, how like everybody that has like Bruno Sammartino and Tito Santana, Pedro Morales, and like all these guys. Hulk Hogan, he defended about every single week, every month, you know, but it's not the same now. It's like, oh, yeah, we'll give you the extra, what, 90 days because you're off, you know? Here's an extra plus. No, like, I wouldn't be like, you know, if you're not wrestling, I don't count those days. Like, right, technically right now it should be like four. Well, how much day should it be right now? Because he hasn't wrestled a lot.
I have no idea.
Probably like, you know, not as much as it should be, but if he, like, that's why I'm like thinking, like, yeah, he could do 1,000 days, but it's not as special because he's not like defending it every week. He's off for 4 months. That's 30, 69, 120 days right there. Oh, give him an extra 20 days. Like, no.
Yeah, for WrestleMania Backlash, I was obviously, now they changed it, but you would think they're going to Puerto Rico, you would think he'd be part of it. He may not have to defend the titles, but you know, he could still wrestle. And when I heard SummerSlam, I was just like, damn, that's a little, I'm like, aren't they going overseas for Money in the Bank? Why is he not going to be part of that?
Yeah, that's kind of like it's like in like any sport, like if the champion doesn't show up, like what's the point of going to the show?
Yeah, that's the whole purpose. So I maybe that's why I feel like Cody Rhodes is going to get the W, because what they have going on, and it's like that's what people are here. That's why he's the champion, and he should be part of every pay-per-view. He doesn't have
Yes.
to defend the title in every pay-per-view, but he should at least wrestle. It could be tag team
Yeah.
matches, six man, singles matches, whatever the case is, you know.
But the
I
fact that he's
don't.
not resting at all for like the
Yeah.
next 4 months, that's a long time.
And for what?
Yeah, he's
Like,
done that
what?
before too.
Why?
He did that over the
Yeah.
summer. He did that last year too. Like he was off for like 4 or 5 months. I'm like, okay. And then obviously the shows did well, the shows he didn't show up on, but it could have done better. Like I think SummerSlam would have been sold out for sure if he wrestled. Did he wrestle SummerSlam?
Last year, yeah, he faced Brock Lesnar.
No, before well, like a lot of the shows would have been sold out if he was, because the storyline is good. We like the Bloodline
Yeah.
storyline, but like the point of that storyline is to make you look dominant. But if you're gone like 4 months out of the year, it's kind of like okay, like I like the fact that he's champion, but the fact that like he's not there for like months at a time, like you say, not even showing up to the show, not even being
Yeah, is
like
he still gonna be? I mean,
not
if
to.
we're still gonna see him on SmackDown, that's fine.
But he's gonna be
But
off. Like he's
yeah,
not gonna
that's
be
the.
on tele. Like okay, like you know, at least Cody would be like, okay, I'll be on the show. I'm gonna make sure like Puerto Rico show does good. The UK show does good. The Saudi Arabia show does good. Like you want the person that's gonna be there. And if Roman Reigns loses at WrestleMania and he comes back and wins it at Survivor Series or something, okay, you know, or whatever, or SummerSlam. But like it's just like 4 months of us not having a championship match. Obviously,
Yeah.
you got to make the other belts more relevant then. Like obviously the IC titles get in there now, the US title, but like, you know, that's the only alternative. Otherwise, you're just gonna bury all the titles and you'll be like, oh, just show up for the one-on-one match, non-title match for the main event at Backlash and whatever.
We would have to see Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins in the main event picture. We would have to see Edge more often. We will have to see more Brock Lesnar more often if there's no Roman Reigns. You know, that's why we got so many Roman Reigns matches, because Brock Lesnar wasn't there. Now that Roman Reigns is not there, we need more Brock Lesnar. We need more Edge. We need more Seth Rollins. We need more Randy Orton, but fortunately he's out. Randy Orton is another person that may return at WrestleMania. He will be backstage, but there is no rumor if he has a part of it. But we also need AJ Styles back. He's gone. You know, Shinsuke Nakamura, they haven't used them in a long time.
Yeah, and even Japan they use him more than he was not even
Yeah.
in. He was used more in Pro Wrestling Noah than WWE, like
Yeah.
this year
This
alone.
year alone, yeah. So, but yeah, I feel like I do have mixed feelings about it. Because at the same time, like, yes, realistic, I think Roman Reigns should win. But then hearing the fact that he's not going to be on TV for 4 months, it's like, for the next month or two, sure.
But 4 months.
4 months, you know, because it's
Close to
like the,
five, I think.
yeah.
Close to five. Yeah, 4 months.
They're building up for SummerSlam, and it's like, we don't know who he's going to face. Is he going to face Cody Rhodes? Is he going to face Jey Uso? You
And
know?
you want that storyline building anyways, because let's say he stays champion and he wrestles at SummerSlam. There's no like back and forth meet, you know, there's nothing in between like him like, you know, doing a promo on somebody. It's gonna be like, okay, whoever shows up at SummerSlam, I'll be defending against them. You know, hey, Roman Reigns versus blah blah blah. You
Right.
know, like okay, there's no build up there. Obviously, if you had a previous feud with Cody Rhodes or Seth Rollins, you could grow on that, but like, you know, it's
They would
kind of
have to
like.
have like a number one contendership at the Backlash.
And then
Like,
Triple H, they say he wants to discontinue the Universal title
yes,
in the next
finally.
few months. It's kind of like I want them to bring back the World Heavyweight title. I have that in my room right here. But like
Yeah.
there's so many factors going into it. Like he's gonna drop the Universal title, be like, okay, I'm only the WWE champion, but like what, you know, like
It's
it's a lot.
well, we're about to find out this Sunday of who's going over, Roman Reigns or Cody Rhodes. Very excited. What match are you looking forward? The most. Like,
The
what's your
most.
WrestleMania?
I would say the Rangers Cody Rhodes match.
That's the one that you're looking forward.
Yeah, just because I kind of like I said I want Cody Rhodes to win, and I think he should win,
Right.
but it could be a swerve. It could be Roman Reigns, and like you know, so for me that could be a toss up, and then also the Gunther versus Sheamus and McIntyre one, because
Right.
that's just them beating the snot out of each other, you know.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, the Roman Reigns and
Cody.
Cody looking forward. Edge and Finn Balor looking forward. Now Rey Mysterio and Dominic looking forward. The Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens looking forward. There's too many matches on this WrestleMania where I'm looking forward. I couldn't say that in a very, very long time.
Yeah, and in
The
WrestleMania, I think
last
sold
time,
out too. I think too, most of it.
the last time I said that was WrestleMania 24.
Whew. Damn, that's like 15 years
20,
ago.
WrestleMania 24 was the last time I said I'm ready for all these matches.
What match? What was the main event for that one?
The
24.
Undertaker versus Edge.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So,
Whoo, man. It's been a while then, dude. We were like
And
teenagers.
oh, hold on. And I was able to, well, technically WrestleMania 25, but I
Okay.
was disappointed in most of
Most
the
of them, yeah.
matches. But for me to say I'm so excited for all these matches and I got what I wanted, like, oh my gosh, like I enjoyed every match. It was WrestleMania 24.
Okay.
So, very, very long time.
Yeah. Most people could say that too.
I mean, yeah, because you had JBL versus Finlay. You had the Money in the Bank ladder match that CM Punk won. Then you had Kane versus Chavo Guerrero for the ECW championship. Obviously, the way how they promoted was Chavo Guerrero was gonna face the winner of the Battle Royal that happens in the pre-show. Then what else you had? You had a Divas tag team match. I don't remember much. I don't remember who was in it, but I know it was a Divas tag team match. And then Floyd Mayweather versus the Big Show. You know,
Okay,
another
yeah.
big celebrity match that didn't main event was considered a main event match, but didn't close the show. Everybody thought that was going to close the show.
Yeah.
So, and then you had Randy Orton versus Triple H and Cena, and then you had Taker versus Edge. What else happened in that match or show?
Yeah, I don't remember, but yeah, I mean, some of the matches on there sound good. But
Yeah.
that's been a while though, 15 years almost. Wow.
So, well, all right. Before we end this show, I have a couple things for you. What are your best favorite WrestleMania matches that took place? What are five matches like that stood out the most to you?
I would say the Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. That was what
Yeah.
WrestleMania was at.
Well, they wrestled twice, but
The Shawn Michaels retirement match,
so
the
WrestleMania
last
26.
WrestleMania 26. The Rey versus Kurt Angle versus Randy Orton WrestleMania 22. I would say the Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels, the Ric Flair retirement one.
Oh,
That one's
yeah,
good.
that's very good.
I would say what else? Let me see. Daniel Bryan winning the World Heavyweight title. I think it was against Triple H and Batista, or just
Randy Orton, Batista, but
Randy Orton.
he defeated Triple H in the beginning of the
And that, yeah.
show to be then added to that
That
match.
was 30, right?
Yeah,
No, 30.
WrestleMania 30.
And then I would say Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks.
I like
Yeah.
that. I like that. For me, I got Undertaker versus Edge. But the thing is, you got to watch the video package.
Okay.
It's not something you could just watch. Bell to bell is still a good match, but you need to understand the story behind it. You know, the Undertaker versus Batista. That's a match that should have closed the show. It was match of the night. And then the Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. 25 and 26, but obviously 25 was a little bit more better. Charlotte Flair versus Asuka, and then Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan. Also got like
Wolfie Mania.
yeah, I also got like honorable mention like Kevin Owens versus Seth freaking Rollins, AJ Styles versus The Undertaker, Undertaker versus Triple H. But these matches are something where it's like even the Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels that you mentioned, but those are matches where I'm like, if people say, you know, I really oh, and then The Undertaker, I mean The Rock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like
Oh yeah.
those are matches where it's like if people ask, hey, what matches do you have to recommend? It's like, well, it depends. Do you want old school? Do you want modern? Because if you're going old school, then you got to go Bret Hart versus Stone Cold Steve Austin,
Oh yeah.
Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels versus Yokozuna, you know.
Razor
Oh,
Ramon or Shawn Michaels, first
yeah.
time ladder match.
First,
Yes.
and then Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant and Randy Savage. But then if you want more modern, then it's like you could go basically every Undertaker match that took place after 2000 and after 2001, you know.
That's why he's a legend, man.
Yeah, and then same thing with Shawn Michaels. It's like Shawn Michaels, you know, if you want more modern, then I would probably go with Daniel Bryan or John Cena, Randy Orton.
Ooh, Cena versus
So
JBL. Remember that?
that
His
was a
US
good,
title?
yeah, that
That
was
was a good.
mainly a squash match, but it was a good match. It was
Yeah.
decent. Triple H versus Batista was way better, obviously.
There's a lot of matches, man.
Oh, Kurt Angle versus Shawn Michaels.
Ooh.
Kurt Angle versus Chris Jericho, you know, there's so many matches where it's just like
Jericho versus Christian. Remember that one?
that one was really good too.
Yeah, dude, there's a
So,
lot
and it
of
had a great
matches.
story. It had a great story as well. So, but all right. So, speaking of all these favorite matches, WrestleMania matches, I'm gonna do rank these WrestleMania main event matches. All right. I'm gonna give you five and you're gonna rank them in order without knowing what's next. So good luck. I'm gonna start off with The Rock versus John Cena.
I'll say fourth.
Fourth?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I lost my list. Where'd it go? Oh, okay. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar, WrestleMania 31.
Fifth.
Fifth. Okay. By the way, The Rock and Cena was WrestleMania 28.
28.
Yeah,
Okay.
so that just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
Up next, I got The Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 26.
I'll say second.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a safe spot. Or is it? Up next is Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton versus Batista, WrestleMania 30. So you got number three and one.
I'll go one for that one.
Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair is your number three. You happy with this list? So number
Let me
five, you
see.
have you, number five, you have Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar versus versus. Why I keep saying versus? I think it's 31. Then you have The Rock versus Cena, WrestleMania 28 at number four. Number three, by you know, obviously no choice. Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair, WrestleMania 37. Number two, you put The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels, and number one, you put Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, and Batista.
Yeah, I would say
Yeah.
so. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I gave you all these great matches. The one I figured, I was like, I
Well,
already
most of
knew.
them were already on my list anyways. The top five, you know, like the ones I told you. Yeah, so most of them are already like on there. So I'm like, yeah, I mean, I agree with that list. I like
Yeah.
it.
There's not a yeah, I wanted to give you like I wanted to give you some great matches.
Yeah.
And I figured it was gonna be easy, but also the difficult challenge is you're not sure what's next.
Yeah.
You know.
It's true.
But yeah, if I was me, I honestly the one I would have switched, the one I probably would have put number one would have been The Rock and Cena.
Okay.
That if you I probably would have put that one as my number one.
But everything else would be the same. So one would be Rock versus Cena, two would be Undertaker versus Michaels, three would be Bianca versus Sasha.
Yeah. So basically my number four would have been Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, and Batista.
Okay.
Because The Rock and Cena, that was a year buildup, man. And that was a dream
Oh,
match as well.
yeah.
So, you know, so that would have been my number one. And if they would have told me, say, hey, sit down and watch The Rock versus Cena, I would have been like, okay, cool, thanks. Like, and if
Yeah, it makes
it was
sense.
like WrestleMania 29, I was like, no. But here's another game for you I got. I need to know if you forgot these matches. So it's matches that you probably forgot that took place at WrestleMania. All right. So I'm gonna give you these matches and you tell me if you forgot or you didn't forget and you remember. All right. Jerry the King Lawler versus Michael Cole.
Oh, I remember that.
You
Yeah.
remember
Michael
that
Cole.
match?
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, what the heck is going on?
With Stone Cold Steve Austin as a special guest referee.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, I
All
remember that one. Like, why, God?
right.
Why?
Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon.
Ooh, forgot that one. I don't know about that. I forgot about that one. I thought they never faced each other.
You forgot about that one. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're 1-on-1. Randy Orton versus CM Punk.
Forgot that one, but I forgot why I forgot that one.
I
Was
had
it for
one of the
the World
best.
Heavyweight title?
No, it was a singles match.
Oh, yeah.
Randy Orton. Randy Orton.
CM Punk.
Well, it was a long storyline buildup. Randy Orton, you know how Randy Orton took out CM Punk and he had to relinquish the world championship, and then CM Punk screwed Randy Orton to win the WWE championship at the Royal Rumble. And it got like into a personal rivalry between them. And it was a great match as well. Up next, Chris Jericho versus Fandango.
I remember that one, yeah. It was a debut match for Fandango. And he won. Fandango won his debut match at WrestleMania
In a
against Kirk.
squash match,
Yeah, right.
he won in a squash match.
Know, right?
Here's another one. Here's the last one. This is the tiebreaker. So you got two right, two not right, two remember and two forgotten. So here's the last one. Maven versus Goldust.
Yeah, don't remember that one.
You do or you
Forgotten.
don't? You
I do
forgot?
not. I forgot
Oh.
about that one.
So you got two remember and three forgotten. Not bad,
Yep.
not bad. All right, Ever, I got another one for you. Which match did this take place? Obviously, WrestleMania. So I need a number, or if you could give me the year, I'll give you a point for that. Chris Jericho versus AJ Styles.
AJ.
No. You have to give me what pay-per-view, which WrestleMania this took
Oh,
place. This is not this or that. If you could remember the year, I'll give you a point for it.
2018.
God damn, no.
No, way off. What year
Yeah.
was it?
So it was WrestleMania 32. The year was 2016.
Oh, man. That was my second option. Damn it.
The Undertaker versus Edge. We talked about this one. What year or what WrestleMania did it take place, number wise?
I don't know, man. Let's skip
WrestleMania
that
24. The year was 2008.
2000. Yeah, I was gonna go double digit. I was gonna go 12, 13, but no. I'm like, no.
That's way, geez,
I
you're way
know.
off.
I'm way off on that one.
Hey, what year was George Washington president?
1776 to 1779. My major, bro. Was it? Yeah.
Jeez.
17, yeah, or 1784, yeah, something like that.
All right. The Maven versus Goldust. Give me something, man. Give me
2003,
2003. You're
yeah, we
close. 2002.
ah,
So it was
God.
WrestleMania 18. This is another one that we just talked about. CM Punk versus Chris Jericho. Oh no, sorry, we didn't talk about this one. It was the other
No.
match.
CM Punk versus Jericho?
Yeah.
His ECW was around, so I'll say 2006, but I might be way off. I don't remember
Dude,
this. I
Chris
know, dude.
Jericho versus CM Punk?
I don't remember that one, dude.
WrestleMania 28.
28? Oh, man. See?
2012, it was the main event. It
Oh,
was
dude,
the
see, I don't
it,
remember
it
these
was
ones.
the match before The Rock and Cena.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Jeez.
I gotta watch the WrestleMania again, dude. Some matches I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I was gonna say, well, I kind of ruined it. The next, when I said we talked about this earlier, it was The Rock versus Cena, but obviously I'm not gonna ask you that one because, like,
28. Yeah, you got one.
WrestleMania 28. You
Got one
got one
right.
right. Woo! One
Wow.
falls right because I
Yep.
gave you the answer. Oh, jeez, Ever. Anyways, Ever, do you have any matches that you could say? I'm pretty sure you do, but was there any matches where you're like, whether it's the match itself or the story that took place on a different pay-per-view, is there anything you could say that you could say or did say, why didn't this happen at WrestleMania?
There's a couple matches. I would say the CM Punk versus Cena one, the Money in the Bank one in Chicago could have been at WrestleMania. Because that would have been kind of crazy if he did it at WrestleMania, not Money in the Bank.
But that match is what made us take Money in the Bank serious.
Exactly. So I kind of, it's kind of like a, like, I kind of, but,
But rematch, I feel like WrestleMania 29, 2013, it should have been Cena and Punk.
yeah.
It should have, because Punk could have been like, I want, he could have made sure. So let's just say Cena wins the Rumble. And he has the option to go after the WWE Championship or the World Championship. CM Punk could have been like, no, you're picking me because I need this moment. I need my WrestleMania moment. And unfortunately, the only way I'm going to main event WrestleMania if I face you. So we're going to have this match. I feel like that should have been the match and not Rock and Cena. But then we would have not gotten The Undertaker and Punk.
Yeah, that's
Another
true.
great match as well. And a match that should have happened, I should have closed out the show. Even it was the main event, but it should have closed out the show. But for me, I have a few. I have the Shield versus Cody Rhodes and Goldust at a match that took place at Battleground, the first ever Battleground. Should have main evented Battleground, but the story in the match should have been part at WrestleMania. I got Roman Reigns versus Big E. That the match that took place at Survivor Series, it should have happened at WrestleMania. I even told you about it. It should have been Cody Rhodes. I mean, it should have been Roman Reigns versus Big E at WrestleMania for both titles or just for one of them. Chris Jericho versus Shawn Michaels in the ladder match took place at No Mercy. I feel like that should have happened at WrestleMania. So for the World Heavyweight
Some good
Championship.
matches on there, though. I
Yeah. So, and also, what was the other one I had in mind? Why am I throwing a blank? AJ Styles and John Cena for the WWE Championship. The match that took place at the Royal Rumble. I feel like it should have happened at WrestleMania. So
matches, though, still.
yeah.
That'd be kind of crazy if all of them were WrestleMania, though. It'd
You
be like,
would think, you
be
would think
harder.
if I guarantee you, if you would have written these matches down and gave it to somebody, they're gonna be like, oh, these matches took place at WrestleMania, you know?
Like, no.
And it's
Like,
like,
no.
nope, they all were taken in different times and you know, different pay-per-views. So but anyways. Ever, anything, any last words you want to say before we end this episode?
No, just make sure to follow us on social media.
Yeah. Check out Pro Wrestling Tees for our merch. We got some pretty cool t-shirts as well. Follow us on IG. Also follow us on TikTok. I don't what's our user? New Entry Wrestling Pod.
Yeah, new interesting pod, yes.
Yeah, so go check us out. Like and subscribe this video until well ever take us home.
Right, listen, this is be it for this episode. I'm Ever and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Do-do-do!
Yay!